Good morning, Dale.
Of course, Blake Shelton has been everywhere, including on KFKF Friday morning. And all weekend long, we gave away his new CD as part of a Text to Win winning weekend. And now you've got some more insight into that new music.
Yeah, he wrote that at his Oklahoma Lake house. And while in New York City Friday, he got word somebody had driven a pickup into the front of it. Now, the vehicle belonged to a worker for a pool company that was there on a construction project at Blake's home. His truck rolled through the gate and crashed into the front of the house, breaking a window. Nobody was behind the wheel at the time of the crash, and witnesses say the driver tried to get into the truck to stop it, but he was too late.
You know, that's got the makings of another great country song.
It really does. Stuff happens to him. You're right. Live It Every Day, Luke Bryan, airs tonight on ABC. It's a one-hour special hosted by Robin Roberts, and she will take us behind the scenes at Luke's Nashville farm and more. Late Friday, we heard the CMA Awards forbid reporters to ask questions about the Vegas shooting or other political issues to the stars attending. Well, show co-host Brad Paisley was among the first to share their disapproval on social media. A couple hours later, they apologized. Brad said, "Bravo, CMA Awards, for doing the right thing and apologizing for this mistake."
Well, because you know they're going to have a Harvey Weinstein and or Kevin Spacey skit there on Wednesday night. They have to.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. They have to.
I think they may avoid that. We'll see. Finally, Little Big Town premieres the video for When Someone Stops Loving You today on Vevo. I'm Nashville Cat, back tomorrow with more news and dish for KF Country.